This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Joining me now is meteorologist Jonathan O'Brien from the National Weather Service based in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Thanks for joining us, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, Brad. Good to be with you this morning.
Let me know, what can we expect in the next 24 hours here in the Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, going to be a pretty significant snowstorm for you guys in the Lehigh Valley. We've got a low-pressure system, a nor'easter, really, coming through over the next 24 hours here. Is going to bring a pretty heavy dose of snowfall up to the valley there. It's all dry out there this morning, just a cold, dry start to the day. It does kind of have that pre-snowstorm look, though, those high-level clouds filling in, and that overcast will gradually thicken as we go through the day today. And eventually we'll see some snow breaking out.
What factors will impact, you know, how much snow we actually get here?
Yeah, it really just comes down to kind of the, you know, the track of the low pressure system combined with the temperature. So Lehigh Valley looks like it's going to be in a good spot for this storm, where it's going to get into that axis of higher moisture associated with the storm, while also being at the same time cold enough for most of that precipitation to fall as snow, which should lead to some pretty big totals for you guys.
What are you looking at?
Right now, forecasting about 12 to 18 inches for most of the Lehigh Valley, and feeling pretty confident about that forecast. You know, further to the southeast, we're real worried about that rain, snow, sleet line. You know, it's possible a little bit of sleet could mix in with the snow later on tonight up there in the Lehigh Valley, but looks like a predominantly snow event up there, which again should lead to some pretty high totals. A general 12 to 18 inches throughout the area.
Looking at the bigger picture, I don't know how much this is possible, but how is this storm related to sort of the larger weather patterns affecting the Northeast at the moment?
It's a good question. There's a lot of things that go into the larger scale pattern. A lot of the forecasts for this winter are actually, kind of for a less active winter than normal. You may have heard of La Nina, which is a big global ocean pattern that's really affects the entire globe. Is expected to be a big influence this winter, and that usually actually tends to suppress snowfall activity, tends to be warmer and drier in those patterns. But so far this month, the pattern has actually been a lot more conducive to heavier precipitation events and snowfall. So it's kind of a back and forth. We may see later on in the winter a pattern that is potentially less conducive for snowfall, but for the time being, we've kind of got this favorable pattern of a lot of cold air being drawn in, but also an active storm track to our south, which puts the Lehigh Valley in a good position for snowfall.
So that bigger picture of a potentially milder winter may be of some consolation as you're shoveling out from this one, which is going to dump quite a bit here. How much snow does the Lehigh Valley typically get, and does the geography of the valley influence that?
Yeah, the geography, can have almost more of a more hyper-local influence. I mean, in terms of the Lehigh Valley, especially in relation to areas to the south and east, just by virtue of being as far inland as it is, removed from that warm marine influence of the ocean, is in a more favored location for colder air and snow as opposed to rain. In a typical winter, Allentown will get about 33 inches of snow. Most of that comes in January and February. Over half of that comes just between the months on average of January and February. December on average only gets just over 5 inches of snow at Allentown and over most of the valley. Allentown is kind of the main snow observing site in the valley there.
Yeah, so if this storm goes as expected, we could have double our monthly average before the end of the month.
Double or even triple the monthly average just by the end of the night tonight, and even you could get close to half of your seasonal average just in this one storm. So yeah, this is definitely a big storm for up there, and will be a significant contributor to the average seasonal snowfall for up there.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Jonathan O'Brien is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.